The so-called parent trigger bill is back again after a narrow defeat in the Florida Senate last year, when several Republicans joined with Democrats to vote against the measure, resulting in a tie.
Senator Beniquisto having closed, final passage occurs on the bill. Unlock the board, and senators prepare to vote. Secretary, unlock the board and ask to vote.
20 yeas, 20 nays, Mr. President.
This time around, many of those Republicans are gone due to term limits, and they've been replaced by more conservative members of the party, like Senator Kelly Stargell of Lakeland, who is sponsoring this year's parent trigger bill. Stargell, who moved from the House to the Senate, replaced outspoken Senator Paula Dockery, one of the Republicans who voted against the parent trigger. Stargell says she plans on focusing more on the policy of the bill than the politics surrounding it.
I mean, to get parents involved and have them to be able to have a say, what happens when their child is especially at a failing school is wonderful policy.
Last year's fight over the parent trigger pitted groups like the Florida Education Association and the PTA against others like the powerful Foundation for Florida's Future, the school choice group created by former Governor Jeb Bush. The foundation even brought the California-based Parent Revolution, which started the parent trigger movement, to lobby state lawmakers. The foundation's legislative director, Joanna Hassel, disagrees with opponents who say the bill allows for-profit charter schools to take over public schools.
Why would a charter school company want to spend 6 months gathering signatures from parents to turn petitions into a school board for the hope that maybe 2 years later they might be selected, when Florida law has a charter school application process that's much more simpler and it's a less expensive path that will have a more favorable outcome?
But opponents like the public school support group Fund Education Now say parents told lawmakers last year that they don't want the bill. The organization's Kathleen Oropeza says just because there are now more people in the Senate who may vote in favor of the measure doesn't mean her group and others will back down.
When we started talking about parent trigger last year, we were told that it was pretty much done. If you go through life thinking that something is insurmountable, so you shouldn't even try, then you will never know what effect you might have. So we are doing what we think is right for our kids.
Senator Stargell's SB 862 calls on schools to notify parents when a teacher is out of field and give parents easier access to teachers' evaluations, things already in law. The parent trigger part of the bill would kick in when a school receives an F grade. Parents would be able to sign petitions weighing in on a district's options, which include reassigning students, closure, or conversion into a charter school. No action would be done if a school manages to raise its grade, but if it doesn't, the bill calls on local school boards to take parents' views into consideration in their decision. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.